And Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation, is with me in the studio. Bruce, just wanted to ask you a little bit about the fact that something like this, these series of explosions that occurred in London this morning, is not completely unexpected, that those of you who have been following terrorist activities feel this kind of thing probably was almost inevitable.
Yes, I think that's true. There's been at least half a dozen foiled major al-Qaeda operations since 2001 in London, so this is not unexpected. Even going back years ago, in March 2000, for example, 18 months nearly before the 9/11 attacks, there was a raid on an al-Qaeda safe house in Manchester where a manual that's now called the Manchester Manual, but its formal title is Declaration of Jihad Against the Country's Tyrants Military Series, was basically a do-it-yourself how-to manual and to engage in terrorism. It was found in the home of an individual that was implicated in the 1998 embassy bombings in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam. So in other words, there's a long lineage of al-Qaeda activity in London, so it really was a matter of time when they would succeed in pulling something off.
Now, a group we don't know very much about has claimed responsibility, an al-Qaeda-linked group, apparently. We don't know if that claim is legitimate, and we don't know very much about the group.
No, we don't. The website, though, Alcala, that was used, in fact, I was on it yesterday, in fact, is one that's typically used by jihadists. It's been used in recent months, particularly for postings related to the insurgency in Iraq. So in that sense, it's not unexpected that a claim might be posted on that site. But at the same time, anybody can post something on that site.
Let's talk about the nature of the attacks in London today, the series of explosions. And this is something that would be you would associate possibly with al-Qaeda.
Yes, it bears all the hallmarks of the stereotypical al-Qaeda operation. Simultaneity, attacks against innocent civilians, and attacks against mass transit or infrastructure. And indeed, a year ago, an almost identical plot was disrupted by the British authorities that specifically targeted British transportation.
Yeah. Also, I guess the other big terrorist attack that is in our recent memory occurred in Madrid, again an attack on transportation, and again at a time when commuters were heading into work.
Yes, we're actually, unfortunately, I think, seeing two major shifts in terrorist operations. On the one hand, as we've hardened the more likely targets, the 9/11 targets, airports, they're shifting to softer targets, such as train stations, buses, underground subways, and so on.
Thanks very much, Bruce. Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation here in Washington.